been a you had a rather contentious session Thursday afternoon. Yet, were you surprised with the harmony you saw this morning?
The Beef Board is made up of outstanding people. Now, we're a diverse group, and we have different opinions on things, but this board knows its job. Its job is to promote the beef checkoff, to make this checkoff something that every producer in this country can be proud of, and I pledge to you that's going to be our job this year.
You talked about a couple of things as you took the gavel, a couple of things that, first of all, you said you pledged to work with NCBA and other groups. Expound on that.
The Beef Board will work with every industry group and every single producer in this country because that's who we represent. We work for everybody, and that doesn't mean anything about what organization you came from as a Beef Board member or what organization you belong to in this industry. We are not big enough of an industry to not pull together, and it's the job of the Beef Board to have a checkoff that everybody's proud enough that if the industry wants to make changes to this checkoff or improve it or just support it, we have to give them a product they can do that.
Long-range plan approved unanimously by both CBB and NCBA. You indicated that it's going to be a priority for you.
We got to get that work done. The work of the long-range plan is intricate to all the things we do. And so we just have to get behind that plan. And I think it's an achievable plan. I think it's, in fact, from the Beef Board standpoint, it's an exciting plan. You know, it calls for some things that would be beneficial to the Beef Board. So I can't help but be excited about it.
What's the next step for beginning implementation? I mean, what would be the first thing? Because I know the staff's going to have to do some work here, too.
Well, you're going to have some fleshing out of details and exactly who's going to handle what and all those kind of things. But I think as we move forward with the plan, the enthusiastic support of it by the NCBA leadership, I hope other industry groups will meet and approve the plan, too. That would just be wonderful. And let's go to work. I mean, let's do those things that the plan tells us we need to do. This is not an overnight success, but we'll have challenges for the next 20 years. Let's work hard on this next 3 years and get something done.
USDA Inspector General will begin an audit of the Beef Checkoff Program and AMS and the Beef Board's relationship with contractors on February 7th. Should cattle producers out in the country who pay the checkoff have any concerns going in about what might or may not be uncovered?
No, I don't think they should have concerns, and I think it's really at a point right now that it's not our business to tell OIG what they're going to do. They have their job to do. What I will tell the producers are that I have every confidence that the Beef Board has done its job. I'm very confident of that. I'm very comfortable that our contractors have worked hard to do their jobs. And what I want the producers of this country to know is, if OIG is not happy with something, we'll make them happy.
The contentiousness of last July, is that, you feel that's pretty well behind us now, Tom?
It's past us for me. and I simply say that as a statement of fact. I'm not worried about last summer. I'm not worried about Thursday afternoon. I'm worried about tomorrow morning, this industry moving forward. And that's the only thing I can focus on now. This board gave me the responsibility of leading it. I understand that I am the least of this board, but they've asked me to help them. That's my job.
How did it turn out that two of the three officers were from Arkansas?
You know, now that's going to be kind of an inside joke with some people, and I don't know. Obviously, I have so much respect for Mr. Weldon Wynn. He has been an industry leader in the beef industry for so many years. He is an honest, God-fearing, hard-working son of a gun, and he will kick me in the tail if I don't do a good job. I can promise you all that.
Thank you very much. That's Tom Jones here at the Cattle Industry Convention, new chairman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.